Hello. Today I am going to talk about the heartbreak of unexpected change. As I was thinking about what topic I wanted to share today, or talk about today, or inspire through, this came up. And if you listen to me at all, you know I really pay attention to what comes up. I really listen for those messages because when they come up, I feel it's something besides just me. It's something deeper, wider, a message from perhaps the universe that is wanting to come through me. And the example that came up for me was a time that happened, something that happened last year to me that was really heartbreaking. It wasn't a breakup. When we think of heartbreak, we think of breakups. At least I do. But it was a different kind of heartbreak. It was a very unexpected and shocking realization that happened to me. And as I was processing, some of this will be vulnerable, I feel like, although I'm not going to get into too much detail because I don't think the detail is necessary. But it's a real honest story about, not that I ever would be dishonest, but it's just something sometimes you like to avoid talking about these things because I had to go through a shift. I had to go through this realization that I was wrong about something and I had to disentangle myself from that situation. And it was something that I was very embroiled in. So I'll get to it in a minute. But as I was thinking about this topic, I decided to pull a card. So I love these energy oracle cards. And the reason why I love these energy oracle cards is because they help you when you are wanting direction or you're wanting guidance. Or I love them when I'm thinking about this exact scenario is I want to do an episode, help me, help guide me as to what I should talk about. So even though that subject came up to me, I felt like, let me pull a card and see if it gives me something else or another direction to go in, something else might pop up in my head. So they help guide you. We all have answers inside of us. I fully believe that. But often we say, I don't know. We tell ourselves, I don't know. And often it's like writer's block. So you get podcast episode block. It's like, I don't know what to talk about. What am I? I've talked about so many things. This is my 402nd, I think, episode. Haven't I talked about that before? But usually there's a new story to tell, a new incident to share that can provide an insight. And so pulling these cards will give me an idea. And so I love that. So it was really eerie because when I pulled this card, like I said, I was thinking about this topic, but a little worried about what might come up as I'm sharing my story about my heartbreak of my unexpected change. But the card confirmed that I do need to talk about this. The card was one I'd never pulled before. And I always love it when that happens because that makes me feel like even more so, it's something that the universe is trying to tell me needs to be talked about. So the card was, and the card also gave me the idea for the title of Heartbreak. But not only did I pull this card, but I pulled it upside down. And the upside down pull is different, has a different meaning than when you pull it right side up. And the upside down meaning was even more perfect than if it had been the right side up one. So it's, and I'm showing this if you're on my YouTube channel, it's a broken heart. It's a photo of a broken heart. But I pulled it upside down. So I'm going to read to you real quickly what it says when you pull that card upside down. The broken heart reversed marks a time of renewal and hope. The pain and trauma are behind you now, and you can trust that greater joy is on the way. Whatever has happened to hurt you in the past, you're now free to move on. The universe has much better things in store for you. So finish letting go of any residual grief and open your life to your new self-loving intention. Joyous connections will follow. So you might want to go back and re-listen to this description after you hear what I'm going to talk about in this episode. But in a nutshell, the path I had been walking for 4.5 years came to an abrupt halt last summer. And it was totally unexpected. I couldn't have predicted it. It was like I was walking merrily down this path, what I thought was a beautiful path. And all of a sudden, I came to this fork in the road. And the fork, the direction that I thought I would have taken, was completely blocked. Think of it as maybe a cliff that I couldn't get past. Or maybe, I mean, I try to think of a good analogy. Maybe it wasn't even a fork, because a fork implies choice. Like, we have a choice. And I had a choice, I guess. I could have not done what I did and chose to continue walk on that path, but that wouldn't have been, for me, it wouldn't have been an integrity. It wouldn't have been right. And so I had to completely change what my path was in that respect. And so I had to make a difficult decision, and it did break my heart. And I'll get into the details in a minute. I wanted to start off by giving this a little bit of an overview, because I think these things do happen in life. We get sideswiped. We never know. Everything's unpredictable. And you think you know, but you really don't know. So you have to be okay with that. But it was very jolting to me. And I am not a crier, but I cried. I cried a few times, and it was a lot of crying, a lot of sadness, because I didn't want the change. But in hindsight, I'm so glad it happened. So this is my story about what happened, without a lot of details, but just kind of a little bit of an overview, and my lessons as I reflect. Three main things that I relearned, because they're lessons that I think we have all learned in life. If you've had any kind of heartbreak or any kind of jolt or unexpected surprise that was not what you thought it was, then you would have learned these three things, but we forget them. And when we're in the thick of the thing, that then the rug gets pulled out from under us, we have to go through that learning process again. And often we don't even realize that we're going through it until we reflect afterwards. So that is what this episode is about. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get inspired by it enough to recognize where you might have had something, whether it's recent or not recent, something happens, some heartbreak, some rug gets pulled out from under you. Somebody disappoints you. Somebody isn't who you thought they were. A situation you're blinded by. And this episode is one that will help. So here it is. Welcome to another episode of Living Your Sparked Second Half. As my intro indicated, this episode is not so much about the spark. It was about a dampening of my spark last summer. But my spark is relit, just so you know. If you persevere through a change, no matter how unexpected it is, and you continue to follow what you believe to be true to you, then your spark will return. The spark will be there. So just hang in there. So a little background, first of all, I want to go back 4.5 years to late 2018. I got involved in a community of online business owners, people who either had an online business and wanted to grow it. Maybe they had a brick and mortar business and they wanted to take it online, or somebody who had a desire to have some online course program and build it. And so I had this desire and I didn't know what I wanted to build, but I knew I wanted to help women find new passion in their second half. And so I got involved with this online community. And I spent 4.5 years from October of 2018 to last June learning from this community, experimenting, dabbling in different programs, courses, workshops, building content, putting things on social media, doing free trainings, building my email list. Spent 4.5 years building skills, new skills, learning so many new things, collecting certifications. So I went and got certified in coaching and making connections with pretty amazing people. I really lived and breathed this community and adored its leader, my business coach. Spending most of my free time, I would probably say all of my free time, but obviously every waking moment wasn't spent with this community, but a lot of my free time was spent with this community. And it was virtual for the most part, but there were in-person events. For about 18 months, there weren't, but a lot of Zoom calls, multiple Zoom calls a week. And if I couldn't make the Zoom call, I would watch the replay. And when the events were being run in person, it was usually a minimum of 3 a year. And that would be like paying for the plane tickets, paying for the hotel room. That would be spending 2 days of your time in at a minimum in a conference room or a hotel conference room. So a lot of commitment there to this community and this leader. So I, through that process, grew a passion and a new purpose, so much value that came from it, which I'll talk about in a bit. But I ended up creating, after experimenting with different things, but I created my group coaching program called the Second Half Spark School. And the perfect student for me is someone who is really struggling to adjust to life after their kids have grown and trying to find their place and their value because they've lost themselves after their kids are grown, because that's what their job was. Even if they had another job like me, we got such purpose from our children. And so that was who I was helping. And so through this community, I learned how to build this community, how to create the program, how to deliver the program, and a skill set along with it on how to coach. And so last summer, I found out some things. I learned some things that did not line up at all, did not jive with what I thought to be true about my mentor. And it was devastating, very devastating. And again, I don't want to go into detail about it because that's not helpful to anyone, because there's two sides to every story. And this is only my side. And so first of all, I don't think it's fair to just present my side, even though that's my truth to me, but we all have our own perspectives, right? And I don't think that it's helpful. I don't think you're going to do yourself any favors by talking about somebody in a negative way, other than what I will say is what I'm saying here. And that's why this was very difficult for me to decide to talk about, because I am saying it, things didn't jive. So something's not lining up with what I thought to be true. So my new reality was I can't follow this person anymore. I can't be coached by this person anymore. because it was some smoke and mirrors kind of stuff. It was some Wizard of Oz behind the curtain kind of stuff that I found out about. And I know that stuff happens. What you see is not always what is true. First of all, we put people on pedestals, number one, and everybody's human. But when things are said and you find out something completely different is what is actually true, I just couldn't be involved in that. It just went against everything that I stand for and what I thought that community and him stood for. And that was the difficult part, having to sever myself from that community. And I loved it so much. I mean, like I said, I adored him. So reality check, right? And it was a very sad time for me. In fact, when I found out what I found out, it was abrupt and it was personal. And I had to sit with it. And, you know, I'm the kind of person, I'm going to act, I'm going to decide, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to take action. And I sat on this for a whole week to process my feelings, to process what it meant. And was I overreacting? Was I jumping the gun? Was I making the wrong decision that was heated in the moment? And I didn't want that to happen. So I processed it for some time and got through the emotions, the initial emotions of it, of this realization of the information that I got. And so this was something that it was a decision I had to make, and it had to be, the relationship had to be severed as a result of that. So in hindsight, it was hard. It was very hard. This dissolution of this relationship that I had built for 4.5 years, not only with this mentor, but with this community, who was at no fault, right? The friends that I had made in the community, they're still unaware. And again, that's something I'm going to talk about with my three lessons that I learned and what I see with the community now that I'm outside of the community. So the three old lessons that I had to be reminded of, now that it's been almost a year, as I reflect, these are the things that I was reminded of. Number one, I lost my objectivity. And this happens when you are so enmeshed in something that you can't see any other side. It almost reminds me, politics right now is a good example, is that one side, if you're an extreme person on either side, you can't even hear. You could probably not even watch the other candidate on TV. So you're not interested in hearing from outside your group. The community that I was in that was built was kind of all I knew. I didn't go and dabble in other online business communities. It was only that community. So that mentor that I had, it was all about his way. It was all about his style and his program and what he said would work and what he said was the way to do things. What he said he did with his program, what he said he did with his team, what he said he did as a business owner. That's the only perspective you get. And so you think, okay, I have to do just like that. I have to speak the lingo. I have to behave like that. And it, again, it's very similar to how it is in politics. Think about a cult too. There's the rules of the cult. There's rules about what you can and can't do. And although being a part of an online community and building a business, it's, you kind of make your own rules, but they're modeled after something that you learn. How did you learn it? And what are the tactics, right? So I lost my objectivity thinking like his way is the only way, right? And if I became not successful with his way, then what does that say about me? Am I the failure? Or am I just not looking at the way that lines up with me, like with my style, with how I want to be? Maybe I don't want to be like him when I grow up, when my business grows. And so I had this kind of blinders on. So you just are so lost inside of that model, that viewpoint, that perspective. So you want to see and do and be like the group. There's a psychology experiment that I forget the name of it, but it actually shows how people come in with their own ideas and they end up acting like the others, even if the others are actors that are playing a part and they start to do things that are wrong. I think the thing is a test and it's the wrong answer and they're picking the wrong answer. And the person that comes in knows the right answer, but ends up, because the other people say, no, it's this answer. It's this answer. So they end up picking the wrong answer when they know that there's a right answer. And so that's an experiment. And it's true that you go with the group and you believe what the group tells you. You believe what the leader tells you. So that's number one, is I lost my objectivity. Number two is I lost my sense of self. And you think that is exactly the case. I mean, it makes sense. If you start behaving like the group, then you're no longer unique. You're not making decisions on what's best for you. You're going with the group. And when you admire somebody to an extreme and you put them on a pedestal and you want to be like them, then you almost become somebody you're not. You try to be them. So it's an inauthentic version of you. But if that's not in alignment with who you are and deep down inside what you want for you, then you're not going to be successful. And that's an interesting indication. If you're doing something and you feel like you're beating your head against the wall and it's not happening for you, then it's not supposed to happen for you. It's probably because you're trying to force it. You're trying to be like somebody else. And if you got right down to it and you got quiet and sat with yourself for a while, probably realize, no, that's not actually what I want. It's something else. But we want to please. We want to be accepted and we want approval. We just strive. That's human need, is to be loved and to be accepted. But my business was losing money. And so in hindsight, what a blessing that this happened. What a blessing that I got this realization. The mentor that I thought he was wasn't the mentor I thought he was. And I want to say that I learned a heck of a lot. And I am grateful for what I learned. I'm grateful for the time. But it was, for me, I feel like the universe intervening, because I was on a path where my business was losing money. When you have your own business, what a lot of people don't realize is the behind the scenes expenses that go into a business, building a business, the software, the staff, the ads, the marketing money, the dollars that you spend, the events you go to, which were a lot. And so I had quit my corporate job for many of those years, probably 3 out of the 4.5 years. So this was my sole income. I was not in a profitable space. So I lost my sense of self. I really wasn't in alignment in terms of long-term where I wanted to be. And I looked at him, who has this amazing essence about him, likes to be on stage and likes to do these big, huge, very expensive launches, and it attracts a big audience. And that's what's taught. And ultimately, even though I did quite a few of them, I realized, I don't like this. I don't like this style of growing a business. It's just not something that I enjoy. And so, you know, if you want to look at the positive in something that's heartbreaking, it broke my heart for a reason, because I had to decouple. I had to, in order to wake up and really smell the roses, so to speak, about the fact that my business was losing money and this might not be the right path. It was kind of a win-win there. And so losing my sense of self was number two. And number three was I became oblivious to my options. When you become really attached, it's like one way or the highway. Think about it as somebody that if you're in a bad relationship, how many people have you known who have been with the wrong person, but no matter what, they can't see that there's other fish in the sea. They are so focused on making that one relationship work, but it's never going to work. The possibilities are endless, but we're so in our blinders in this one direction, so focused that, I mean, thinking about how all my spare time, everything was invested in that community and that mentor, that I couldn't even see that there was another way, that there was more than one other way. There was lots of other ways, but more importantly, another way that would be more aligned with me. When you're so focused on the environment that you've attached yourself to, you lose sight. You become blind to the vast opportunities that are outside of that environment. So what other people, what other opportunities, what other path are you missing out on by staying so sequestered and staying so focused on this one thing? It's so much better to be a little detached. And not that you can't attach yourself and embrace, think of embracing, but you want to attach to multiple different communities, I think, and keep a variety. Variety is a spice of life, right? And so those are the main three things where I had to relearn those lessons. You never want to lose your objectivity. You never want to lose your sense of self. And you never want to become oblivious to all the options that are available to you. So I will say, and I touched on it already, I have no regrets. I only have gratitude for this experience. As my recent guest, Heather Rivera, said, I loved her, the comment she made about all experiences are opportunities for growth. So I have to agree with her 100%. And this is a great example of that. 4.5 years of my life was a huge opportunity for growth. And I had a lot of growth. And one of the big opportunities for growth that came at the end was that it's not always what it seems. The reality you believe isn't always the truth or the truth you desire. There's a truth, but you want your version of the truth that aligns with who you are and what you believe in. And the things I believe in became misaligned in what I came to know about my mentor, which was heartbreaking. So the connections I made were amazing. I still have my friends that I met there. They are amazing. I can't be mad about the money I spent. I feel it was an investment in my growth. It was an investment in what I built. I have an amazing program. I have incredible students who I've met through doing the work that I've done. Absolutely no regrets there. Appreciation and gratitude for that. We forget that our time is an expense. I don't regret the time I took. I don't regret quitting the corporate job that I hated when I was doing this. It got me away from that horrible job. And when it came time to find another corporate job, the perfect job came my way. I might still be in that horrible job with my soul being sucked out of me, but I probably wouldn't have the job that I have because I learned so much. And what the gift I did get that was more amazing than anything is that I learned how to access and use my intuition. I heard use your gut instinct. That was kind of how I heard about intuition, but I didn't really understand the energetic aspect of us. I didn't understand how our bodies communicate externally energetically. That's some woo-woo stuff. And I got that, which I might have gotten it elsewhere, but that was a great growth opportunity that resulted from the time I took and spent. And so my eyes were open to so many things that I otherwise wouldn't have seen. And again, want to stress the amazing human beings that I met along the way who have taught me so, so much. I wouldn't have my podcast maybe if I had not taken that path that ended so abruptly. So what has changed since this unexpected heartbreak? And the other thing that I want to say too is that change does not happen quickly, unfortunately. When I came upon this realization that I'm not going to continue on this path, it took time to process that, right? And I made the decision to sever after a week of learning some things. So I made that decision after a week, but it still was a lot of processing. I also wanted to talk about it, and I couldn't talk about it with anybody. On the one occasion I did talk about it, it was to somebody who wasn't receptive. And I'm going to go back to the analogy of politics. It's like going to somebody who is a Republican or a Democrat, one or the other, pick which one, and trying to convince them, if they're a Republican, to be a Democrat. This is why you need to be a Democrat. These are all the things that I know. I've heard, I've read about them, I'm sure about it, or vice versa, right? The same thing. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They just want to hear what they want to hear. They want to listen to their news channel. They want to listen to their people, and they don't want to hear what you have to say. And so talking about it to other people, I learned very quickly, didn't feel right. Didn't feel right. Didn't feel right for me. Didn't feel right for them. And didn't feel right, ultimately, for my mentor and for the good of his community that he still has, and they still adore him. And that's been difficult because I've had to be okay with, I have this knowledge and I needed to know it, and I'm glad I know it, and I'm glad that I am where I am, and that's all that matters. But the still continuing to process takes a while, and I did finally, it took me probably about 5 months to finally slow down. Because once I decided to sever ties with the community, I was still on the path that he had taught me, essentially. I was still on that path. I didn't have this realization about how it really wasn't the right path for me for a few months, actually. That style just wasn't meant for me. And I got burnt out. And so that kind of burnout was when I took a step back, and I talked about it on my podcast, actually, where I made the decision of, okay, I'm going to focus on quality and not quantity, because I was pushing, trying to do all the things. And it was exhausting. And as I was nearing my 65th birthday, I'm like, is this really what I want for my life? And so I had to really take a step back and say, okay, what do I really want? Regain my sense of self that I had lost. Because I still was somewhat lost a few months later. So it wasn't like that, okay, that unexpected change, my heart breaks, okay, I make this decision, we're done, now everything's fine. No, it really takes time. So if you're going through something like this now, then just know, be patient. Be patient with yourself. But what I do know is that you need time to process it. You need to give yourself time. And it's not just calendar time. It's actually quiet time. You need to give yourself quiet time to be in your thoughts. Because calendar time, you can spend 5 years being busy and not getting the messages and the processing you need. if you don't take that quiet time. So focusing on quality and not quantity slowed things down for me and let me really take the time that I needed to figure out the path. Which path was I going to walk? Because like I said, it was like I got to this path. It wasn't a fork. It was a big friggin' boulder or cliff. And it took me a few months to figure out, okay, I'm at this precipice. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go backwards? Where do I go? Because I can't go forward. So that's probably the best analogy if you're talking about a visual of a path. And my retreat that I went on to Thailand was really a big shift for me as well. And it kind of woke me up even more so, which retreats do. If you have an opportunity ever to go on a retreat, I'm going to do more retreats going forward. I have an October retreat. I'm getting ready to announce that. I did a retreat back in September. I'm going to do at least one a year, but I want to expand on that. I plan to do more than one a year. This upcoming October is going to be just a weekend, but we do a lot in that time. And I want to expand to week-long international retreats. So I'm super excited about that. And I don't know that that would have ever happened if I hadn't had this unexpected heartbreak. You know, your heart has to break to grow bigger, I think. It's kind of like it needs that. It repairs and it has more potential for even more love because the love is going to be aligned and it's going to be the love that's right for you in the direction that you're going to be going in. And so it's been a process. And you think, oh my gosh, when does this stuff end? Don't I get to be a certain age? And it's like, okay, all that processing and pivoting and shifting and changing and relearning lessons in the past, does that finally end? No, no, it doesn't end. Remember, experiences are all opportunities for growth. And when you stop growing, you die, I think. These challenges keep us really alive. And I think as long as you are geared towards being determined to learn from everything and not having any regrets and being appreciative and thankful, embrace it. And that's what I've chosen to do. I wanted to share this because it's yet another pivot in the life of Lori, but one that I've come out the other side even better and happier than I was before. Even more so, because it comes to a point when you're so attached to a community that it becomes like a ball and chain. And I don't think I've ever felt so free in my choices. It's been a long time since I felt free like this and doing things that just feel super aligned. So that is it. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if it resonated, please send me a message and let me know if it helped you. All right. Thank you. Bye.